If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
But right now, let's talk a little bit about your lawn and landscaping. We do this Wednesdays at this time. Bob Bertog is the president of Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Welcome back, Mr. Bertog. I hope you're doing well today.
I am, John. How are you?
Good. Last week, you were in our studio, and you gave me a cottonwood tree plant that was about 18 inches tall. You'd been growing it since the seed blew into your yard from your neighbor's tree that you can't seem to kill.
Right. Did you plant it at home?
No, it's my wife said don't bring that here, so it's been in the office, but I've been taking good care of it, and it's fading fast, Bob. It doesn't seem to be doing well.
Put it in a bigger pot.
Okay. All right.
It's hard to kill them. You just can't tell us leave it alone and it'll die, because I can't answer a question that way.
Well, for the established cottonwoods that none of you want in your neighborhood, they seem to be fine. But if you do want me to lend my magic touch, I do seem to put them in peril. Bob, what else should we know about our lawn and landscaping today? What's the go word here?
Well, the thing is, this time of year, it's getting cooler out, and people tend to think, well, I don't have to water anymore because it's nice and cool. Now, I will say the rain the last couple of days, it's been the perfect rainfall, nice and slow and steady, so it's not just running off. But we're still below average for the month. So keep after the watering, and then hopefully some of these rains come in, they're not ill-timed on a weekend, and we do need the moisture.
608 said, grubs and crabgrass, what to do, ... what to do, 4 exclamation points, 3 question marks.
Well, the crabgrass you can go after with a post-emergent, but it's going to be more of a challenge to control because it's in what they call it, like its fifth tiller, which is the size of it, and it's much harder to kill when it gets into the higher tillers. The grubs are very active right now, especially in irrigated turf. If you didn't put down a preventative in June, you could have grubs very easily, and then you have to treat it with a fast-acting insecticide, something like Dilox.
I put some stuff down over the weekend, and the skunks are the ones that dig up your yard to get the grubs, right? Is that right?
Correct. They're the ones doing the damage, not as much as the grubs are.
Now, mine's an Old Country buffet right for them right now. They just tear it up. So I put some stuff down, and the next night they tore it up again. And I wondered, how long does that stuff take to get going?
Two to three days.
All right. I'll check in with you later on that. Please ask.
Did you water it in?
I did a little bit. What did I use? I'm trying to remember if I used a granular or a liquid. I used a granular.
It doesn't matter. If you use the liquid, that has to be watered in as well to activate the active ingredient.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
Please ask Bob, after overseeding my lawn, how long before I can step on the new grass sprouts without harming them?
Well, a little common sense goes here. You know, if it looks really soft and tender, obviously stay off of it. But if it's an inch tall, you can walk on it.
Hey, Mr. Bertog, is now a good time to apply liquid weed and feed on the lawn?
Well, you know I'm not a big fan of liquid feed, but the liquid herbicide, yes, you can put that down now. But you should have down your third application of fertilizer by now.
Why don't you like the liquid, Bob?
The liquid fertilizers, they just don't seem to have the residual. They don't feed as long.
But then you've got to hit it with the water after you put the granular down.
You can wait for the next rainfall. Now,
oh, really?
When you're going after grubs, you definitely have to water it in quickly because you want it to activate as quickly as possible. But fertilizer, if you just wait for your next scheduled watering or for your next the next rainfall, you should be fine.
This is John. You're on WGN with Bob Bertog. John, how can we help you?
Yeah, every time it rains, it seems my yards become mushroom farms. Where are these coming from?
It's from organic matter in the soil. It's actually an indication that you have really good soil underneath your grass.
Yeah,
it's probably from an old tree or something that lived there in the past.
It must have been a long time ago. Number two, what do you do about goosegrass?
You have to use a non-selective herbicide with that. It's a very invasive grassy weed. A lot of people just mow it because it's green and it stays in their turf. But if you really want to get rid of it, you need to use a non-selective herbicide.
What does that mean, non-selective herbicide?
Well, we used to use the word Roundup, but we can't use it anymore.
Ah, but whatever that is, or that, use that, right?
Correct.
But then, thanks for the call, John, but then that will kill everything, right? So if you're spraying that on your yard to kill the goose grass or whatever it is, you're going to kill the good grass too, right?
Yes. There's very few selective herbicides for grassy weed. There are some that will kill creeping bent grass. It's called Tenacity, and it's extremely expensive. And so, it's a long process to kill.
So I guess your advice is either learn to live with these things, at least they're green, or you got to start from scratch, kill everything, and then start over. Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly correct, yes.
Kathy, you're next on WGN. How can we help you, Kathy?
Hi, Bob. I did an overseeding, followed all the steps, and I have grass coming up. I'm very happy. However, I do notice some patches, no grass. Should I get on my hands and knees and put a little seed back in there?
You can, but you can make yourself go crazy doing that, too. I would let it get a little more established, and then after maybe your first mowing, then go back and touch up. But right now, those seedlings are very tender, so even though you say you're going to be careful, they might be germinated just, they're a 16th of an inch below the ground. So give it some time.
And then when should I cut it? How long do I wait?
After, if it's 2.5 to 3 inches long, you can mow it.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Good answer. Good question. I appreciate that. Please ask Bob what to do about cicada killer ground wasps.
Stay away from them. I know they're nasty, but I would probably defer to an exterminator on that.
Ground wasps. So are they worried about the cicadas or the ground wasps? It sounds like the wasps, huh?
Yeah. They're specific. They do attack mostly the cicadas, but
really?
They're nasty. I run and hide when else I see those things.
Bob, you know that expensive tree that we planted in the front of my house? It's a beautiful, big, old, tall tree. It's like 25 feet tall, and up towards the top, there is a football-sized textbook hornet's nest. It's amazing. Should I care about that? The tree seems to be okay, but it's like this buzzing bomb up there. What about that, Bob?
I would, again, defer to an exterminator. I wouldn't leave it on the tree because I just... Those things scare me. If they get out and they don't like what's in their neighborhood, they're going to attack it.
Yeah, right, now that you mention it. Well, you don't have a ladder? You can't come out and do something about that?
Well, if you're going to do it, the first thing I've seen people do is hit it with a fire extinguisher because then it freezes the nest.
Oh.
Then cut the nest out.
Oh. So,
but I don't have the courage for that.
Yeah, right. So you can see me with this 30-foot extension ladder into my tree with a fire extinguisher walking up there. You know, maybe I'll have some gloves on and a mask. That sounds perilous.
That's a long weekend.
847 says, I sent this a couple of times. I'm working. I can't call in, but would you please answer my question? My 30-foot maple tree was treated for cotton scale a couple of years ago. The bark on the trunk's coming off, and the leaves have already changed color. They're falling off. Can we do anything to save this tree?
It sounds like, the cottony scale is not that big of a deal. That's easy to control. It sounds like what you might have more of a problem is girdling roots. If the bark's starting to come off on one side or if the bark feels flat on one side and now you're losing leaves like it's flagging on one side of the tree, that's probably you have girdling roots, which basically the tree is strangling itself and you need to have somebody come out and air excavate and expose the roots and figure out if it is in fact girdling roots.
If the roots are bundled and they can't extend out, then part of the tree dies on the side that those roots favor, and you have to dig it out and sort of feather those things back out, right, Bob?
Right, because actually the tree is feeding itself on those ancillary roots, and if you definitely want to defer to the professionals on this, because if you cut the wrong ones, you could kill the tree.
Is it safe to transplant a red bud this fall after the leaves drop? Thank you.
I would do it while it still has leaves on it.
This is Rich. You're on WGN. Rich, how can we help you? You're on the air.
I got some established 30-year-old daylilies that got trounced on from a contractor. They already flowered. Will they be okay for next year?
Yeah, just let them die back. They're going to be ugly because they've been trounced on, but let them die back because that's how they feed themselves. And then cut them back when they turn brown, and they should be fine next spring.
Those things are pretty hardy, aren't they, Bob?
Yeah, they're very hardy.
And number two, Bob, your guys broke a patio door glass about 10 years ago, one of my customers. Thanks for the business. Appreciate it.
I'm not exactly sure what that was. Your guys came, broke a glass something, and then his guys fixed it, or you fixed it?
Apparently, I think he's a window contractor, and we break at least one a year with a weed eater or a lawnmower. Throws a rock up, and it breaks a window.
Oh, I see. Well, you should try and cut down on that, Bob. That sounds like that's...
I'm trying. Believe me, the insurance company doesn't like it.
Terry, you're on WGN. How can we help you, Terry? You're on the air.
Hey, Bob. Hey, I normally cut my perennials down, like my daylilies and my coneflowers, after the first frost. Can I do that now? You know, for the most part, the flowers are dead and brown. The leaves are still green. But can I do it now before the weather gets too bad, or should I wait until after the first frost?
I'd wait until after the first frost because, again, just like we said on the previous call, those plants are actually feeding themselves as they continue to decline. They're nutrients that are in the stems and in the leaves and stuff are actually going down to feed the plant.
This is
so I would wait.
This is Diane. You're on WGN. Hi, Diane. What can we do for you?
Hi. Today I'm cleaning out the planters on my patio for all the old dead annuals. I'm wondering, is there anything I can add to the soil now that will enrich it so it's all ready for next planting?
I would probably just wait until spring because if we have a bunch of rain, it's just going to sit there and it's going to flush all those nutrients out through that soil.
Okay.
And then you just
thanks a lot.
You bet. Good call. Thanks for the question. Tom, you're on WGN. We got a couple of them there, but this is Tom on line 4. Tom, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys. We've got a nice lawn. It had a lot of clay. Also, we've added trees and they're growing. So to address the clay, I've been adding bags of manure mulch from the big box store. And also doing that around the base of the trees to try to get it up so I don't clip the roots. My question is, Bob, I've been using the bags of cow manure quite a bit. Could probably use a pallet. The local landscaper has a product that's a leaf mulch mix. Just wondering your opinion of the best thing. Like I said, it's been working good so far, but could I get a better product in bulk, in your opinion?
Well, it depends what you're using it for. Leaf mulch to use on the grass is not advisable. That's just going to decompose and just sit in the thatch layer. And I'd be real careful using too much cow manure, too. I'd use a mix of compost and topsoil. You want to get some topsoil in there, especially if you're trying to go over the roots of a tree so you don't hit it with the lawnmower. The bulk topsoil is probably the way to go because you keep putting manure on, you're going to have to do a soil test because eventually you're going to throw off the soil profile from the nitrogen and the other chemicals in the manure.
Okay, I think that's good advice. That sounds like that will help. One last question. Is this a good time to dig up and replant daylilies? We were just talking about them. They're hardy. Bob, is this a good time to dig them up and replant them?
It's a great time. Dig them up, divide them. You could make, it's like going to a nursery without having to pay for anything. You have just repurpose your own garden.
Ditto the hostas right now, right?
Exactly. Yeah, hosta, daylilies, all that can be dug up and divided.
Bob, will you talk to us next week?
I certainly will.
I sure hope that cottonwood tree you gave me is alive next week. I'll report back to you after I transplant it, okay?
Okay, thanks, John. Have a great week.